Good morning. Welcome to Bethel Baptist Church. If you're visiting with us for the first time today, please take a moment to fill out the tab on your church bulletin and drop it in the collection plate. Pastor Otero would like to send you a thank you note for worshiping with us today. Now, this being the last Sunday of the month, we will have our fellowship luncheon directly following this service, and everyone is invited for good food and good fellowship. And there will be a slight change in our luncheon routine in that dessert will be served at the Kong residence in Gilroy. And this dessert will be part of the celebration for the occasion for which we praise the Lord, and that is the water baptism of Gabriel Kong and Melissa Bell-Ingracia and Freddie Ordonez. And this will take place, that is the baptism, in the Kong swimming pool, and of course everyone's invited to witness that happy event. And as is customary on the last Sunday of the month, all normal activities normally scheduled this afternoon are canceled, with the exception of the service at Pacific Hills Manor, which will proceed as usual. The Wednesday evening prayer service at 7:30 p.m. will feature reading from the Book of Psalms, reading Psalms 70 through 73 this Wednesday. And please refer to the insert in your bulletin for activities scheduled this week and next Sunday, and the additional insert with several announcements. Our scripture reading for this month, printed in your bulletin, is from 1 Chronicles chapter 29, verses 12 and 13. Both riches and honor come of thee, and thou reign over all. And in thy hand is power and might, and in thine hand it is to make great and to give strength unto all. Now therefore, our God, we thank thee and praise thy glorious name. Brother Olivas will be leading us now in the singing of the first and last stanzas of the hymns this morning. So let's begin our worship with hymn number 38, Joyful, Joyful, We Adore Thee.
Thank you, brother, and good morning once again. So, brother, you just turned, 21 again? Yes, sir. 22, all right. So it is our brother's birthday here, Brother Pluka. Happy birthday. You are such a blessing to us, and it's such a great honor for myself, and I'm sure for everybody else, that you know we have your friendship and for your service to this ministry. Brother, we love you very much. Thank you. Once again, that number is 38. Joyful, joyful, we adore thee. Be looking forward to the baptisms today. I'm definitely proud of those that will be getting baptized today. Go ahead and turn your hymnals to 314, I Am Thine, O Lord.
And be closer.
ahead and stand and turn your hymnals to 394, I Surrender All.
And please remain standing for a word of prayer this morning. Our Heavenly Father, we come to you with thanksgiving and praise for what you are and what you do for us every day of our life. May our worship service touch not just our intellects and emotions, but also our deeper hunger of a heart and soul that want to be right with you. May your new creation in us shed light upon our everyday walk of our life. We come to you as we are, called to be signs, saints, holy ones, but we confess to you, Father, so often less than our calling. Help us this hour to let go those concerns and worries to which cling us and we carry on day in and day out. Help us to know that our self-worth does not depend so much on our ability to hold on to our lives as on your power to release ourselves into your hands. Help us to behold you as you are, not as we would like you to be. Father, not only we preach the word here, but we have missionaries. And we remember our missionaries in the field of work and pray to you that you will put an umbrella of security and peace upon their life and their field of work. Carol and Ruth Knott in Sevilla, Spain. Eusebio and Marisa Perez in Malaga, Spain. Giovanni and Barbara Avendaño in Guatemala. Martha Ferretti in Buenos Aires, Argentina. Jose and Diane Avila now in deputation here in America, but they serve you in Costa Rica. Informed Choice in Gilroy in California. The Christian Athletic Association in San Jose, California. Daniel and Miriam Lacey, the motor, the sport ministries in the races in U.S., Fred and Carol Lewis in Portland, Oregon. Lord, move in our mess. Fill us with your spirit and make us one in our mind and in our heart. Lord, we are with people who are sick and need your power of healing power. Helen Menig, Mildred Plica, Romulo Noriel, Elizabeth Nash, Betty Cianello, Dr. McCormick with surgery tomorrow, Leonard and Fern Rice in Southern California, Ann Peretto, and for Jeannie Rocher, Lord, with surgery tomorrow morning, and Camille Baum with surgery on Tuesday. Lord, it looks like a little hospital here, but we depend on you. And especially I pray that your peace come into these people heading to surgery, especially Dr. McCormack, which is very serious and critical. So, Father, cause us to be joyful. And as we come to the support of our church, how I thank you, Father, for the people are so willing to give. And the people are not only expressing their love for you, but they care for the ministry. Not only those who are here in the auditorium, but those who are in the internet and radio ministry at this hour, who send their gift to us, and we thank you. And so, Father, bless the offering and bless the giver. We pray in him through whom we become holy. On the wings of the Spirit of God, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated.
Please take your Bibles now and turn to the book of Judges. If you're using the Bible provided in the pew, please turn to page 294. We will be reading Judges chapter 2, verses 1 through 10. Will you please stand now for the reading of God's word, Judges chapter 2, verses 1 through 10. And an angel of the Lord came up from Gilgal to Bochim and said, I made you to go up out of Egypt and have brought you unto the land which I swore unto your fathers. And I said, I will never break my covenant with you. And you shall make no league with the inhabitants of this land. You shall throw down their altars, but you have not obeyed my voice. Why have you done this? Wherefore I also said, I will not drive them out from before you, but they shall be as thorns in your sides, and their gods shall be a snare unto you. And it came to pass, when the angel of the Lord spoke these words unto all the children of Israel, that the people lifted up their voice and wept. And they called the name of that place Bochim, and they sacrificed there unto the Lord. And when Joshua had let the people go, the children of Israel went every man unto his inheritance to possess the land. And the people served the Lord all the days of Joshua and all the days of the elders that outlived Joshua, who had seen all the great works of the Lord that he did for Israel. And Joshua, the son of Nun, the servant of the Lord, died, being 110 years old. And they buried him in the border of his inheritance in Timnath-Heres, in the mount of Ephraim, on the north side of the hill Gaash. And also all that generation were gathered unto their fathers. And there arose another generation after them, which knew not the Lord, nor yet the works which he had done for Israel. Blessed is God's word. Let us pray. Our gracious Father, we thank you that we again can look into the scriptures so that we can come to know you better and better, and to know your name and your character and your attributes, Father. We thank you for sending the Lord Jesus Christ, who has made this abundantly clear. And we see in the scriptures how you blessed ancient Israel and how easily they would drift away from you into idolatry. These things were written for our learning, and we can see a parallel in our time to the experience of ancient Israel. Father, we pray for ourselves and those which have drifted away from the wisdom offered in your word, so that we may know the truth and true liberty which comes from living in accordance with your word. Help us to that end, we pray. We pray now for your servant, our teacher and pastor, Gabriel Otero. Bless him and guide him as he comes now to bring the message from the Bible that you would have us hear today. Bless us and those listening on the radio and internet and CD that we may be attentive to this great importance, the primary importance of listening to you rather than many voices that distract our attention to things every day that are not eternal but are really passing away. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Would you please be seated?